The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. You know, most of you know we have a TV monitor here in the studio. And during the break, I was just watching the coverage of the student strike. Millions of young people, not only around the United States, but around the world, are demonstrating, protesting. They are conducting a massive strike concerning climate change. It's hashtag climate strike. If you were listening, hey, by the way, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. If you're listening a little bit earlier, I read a portion of 32 pages of absolutely phony science from the late 1960s all through the 1970s, where the entire scientific community, the climatologist community, the best, the brightest scientists on planet Earth concerning meteorology, climatology, and so forth, all in lockstep agreed we were facing a new ice age. The world was cooling because we were burning fossil fuels and we were putting all of these pollutants in the air, and it was blocking out the sun and causing... Now, we're burning the same fossil fuel today, but get this. In the 1960s and the 1970s, burning fuel caused the world to cool. Today, burning the very same fossil fuels causes the world to warm. Well, which is it? I don't think it's either. And let me, am I a climate change denier? No, of course climate change. And that's why, very, very wisely, 10 years ago, we started hearing about global warming. Everything you, global warming. There were global warming summits, global warming conferences. And everything you heard, everything you saw, global warming, global warming, global warming. Then when these statistics started to show, this warming trend has actually stopped, they changed from global warming to climate change. Have you noticed? Everything you hear and read today is climate change, which, and I've said this before, please forgive me for being repetitious, but have you ever seen anything as dumb as protesting climate change? What? You don't want the climate to change? You're going to stop the climate from... Hey, the climate in Central Ohio is going to be different tomorrow than it is today. The climate in Central Ohio is going to be dramatically different in February than it is today. Climate changes constantly. And if we know anything about looking historically, the Earth goes through cycles. And I'm not a scientist, don't pretend to be one, but where does all of our heat come from? Every bit of it, 100%. Where does our heat come from? Yes, I see that hand way, way, way back in the back of the classroom. Yes, you're right. The sun. And as we know, the sun goes through cycles. And so if we get all of our heat, every bit of it, 100% from the sun, and the sun goes through cycles, then what would that tell you? That would tell you that climate goes through cycles associated with the sun. And this has been going on for thousands of years, and it will continue. Now, the big question is this caused by human activity and so forth? Well, once again, as we were talking about earlier, the consensus in the late 60s and through the entire 70s, the consensus was human activity on the Earth causes the planet to cool. Now, those very same scientists are saying the very same human activity is causing the Earth to warm. And so we have millions of young people blindly, and I think that's a tragic thing, blindly being manipulated and motivated by the far left political world and the scientific world to do their bidding. Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, tweeted this about less than an hour ago. Barack Obama tweeted this. One challenge will define the future for today's young generation more dramatically than any other. Climate change. The millions of young people worldwide who've organized and joined today's climate strike demand action to protect our planet, and they deserve it. Now, he tweeted that out, at 4:38 is when he tweeted it. Yeah, quite a bit less than an hour. It already has 6,149 retweets, 29.4 thousand likes. We have the former president of the United States commending these young people for blindly believing whatever they're told. Strange. All right. Then there's this. This is from CNN Politics Today. Headline, DeVos. Now, who's DeVos? That's Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, which the far liberal left absolutely despises. The liberal left hates Betsy DeVos. She's a conservative, and what makes it even worse? She's a Christian. Ooh, what could be worse than that? Anyway, this is CNN Politics Today. Headline, DeVos to visit school that refuses to accommodate trans students. That's a headline. DeVos to visit school that refuses to accommodate trans students. Well, if you read the story, duh, it's a Catholic school. It's a Catholic school. It's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and she's going to visit in her role as Secretary of Education. CNN, however, does not commend her for getting out and visiting schools. They condemn her because she dares to visit a school that actually has religious convictions. Again, what could be worse than that? Harrisburg Elementary School in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is slated to host an event, according to a department press release. She is going to attend a roundtable on Thursday of next week at a Pennsylvania Catholic school that subscribes to anti-trans student policy. No, they don't subscribe to anti-trans school policy. They subscribe to Catholic doctrine, which the last time I checked, they have a constitutional right to do so. But that is the headline. DeVos to visit school that refuses to accommodate trans students. And then the rest of the three-page article is about how terrible, how horrible, how awful this school is because they don't accommodate children that are trying to transition from one gender to another. In spite of the fact that that latest scientific research that you and I talked about 2 weeks ago indicates that that can be dangerous. So here's the school that is actually trying to protect the students. And CNN attacks her for it. All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We're going to take a break. And then we'll return. We got a lot more. A really cool story about Samaritan's Purse. They are constantly demonized by the media. Yeah, wait till you hear what they're up to. We'll be back.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Here is a traffic note if you're out and about. I-270 is closed between US 33 and Alum Creek Drive on the southeast side of Columbus due to a crash. Again, I-270 is closed between US 33 and Alum Creek Drive on the southeast side of Columbus due to a crash, and there's no indication when it may reopen. I'm looking at live video, and it is a mess. So if you normally travel I-270 on the southeast side of Columbus, you may want to avoid that and find another way home. I-270 between US 33 and Alum Creek Drive on the southeast side is closed due to a crash. And, of course, pray for the people involved. Franklin Graham is constantly demonized by the media. He's called a bigot. He's called all kinds of things. But you probably know he is the president not only of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, but he is also president of Samaritan's Purse. And you would be hard-pressed to find any organization, Christian or secular, that does more good for more people in time of greatest need than Samaritan's Purse. God has blessed them with hundreds of thousands of supporters. And in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, which just devastated the Bahamas, and I understand it, you know, I do. But one problem with our news cycle, and again, I have no idea what to do about it. I don't have the answer. But Dorian went through the Bahamas and just wreaked horrible, horrible, horrible devastation. Multiplied thousands of people, lost their home, lost everything. Their home, their only source of income, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They lost their car, their home. Hundreds of them lost family members. And there was intense coverage by the news media for what? 3-4 days? You know, everybody sent their reporters so they could have this shot with them standing, you know, with their microphone out in the middle of the wind. There's, you know, just the dumbest thing in the world, but it's always there. They send their news crews there, and they take the pictures of the horrible devastation, and they beam them back to America, and then they leave. Now, the people are still suffering. Many of the people in the Bahamas are suffering just as much today as they were the day after Dorian swept through and wiped out their cities. They're suffering just as much today, if not more today. But it's not news anymore. Well, that's not the case with Samaritan's Purse. And here is a very nice story. Samaritan's Purse, meeting needs in Dorian's wake. Franklin Graham said Samaritan's Purse has opened a hospital in one area devastated by Dorian. Quote, "We were asked by the Minister of Health to put a hospital right next door to their existing hospital, which they had to close because of the water damage. And so we have put up a 40-bed unit." Now think about this. Can you imagine the logistics that are involved in setting up a completely portable 40-bed hospital? Think about that. Again, quoting, "We've already treated over 700 patients. We've done 11 major surgeries since we've been there, and these numbers just grow every day as more and more people are coming in." A 40-bed mobile hospital with surgical suites. And they're performing surgeries every day. They've treated over 700 patients because the hospital in this location is damaged so much that they can't use it. In addition to the hospital, they are rebuilding homes. They are providing materials like tarps, blankets, air mattresses, etc. But here's the thing I like the most. Franklin Graham said, "We are leading numbers of people to Christ. As we begin to work and help some of these communities rebuild, we'll have chaplains with all of our rebuild sites." They're meeting the immediate physical needs of people. Hey, you're talking to somebody who has lost everything. They have no home. They have no furniture. They have nothing. No possessions, blown away. And you walk up to them and say, "Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?" They're probably not going to be in a mood to talk to you about spiritual things at that moment. But if you minister to them and show them the love of Christ and then talk about their spiritual needs, you have earned the right to give them the gospel. Franklin Graham said, "Financial help is always needed, but also people's prayers. We're also looking for volunteers in the months to come. So go to our website and see how you might be able to come spend a week with us and see some of the work that we'll be doing." They're there for the long term. The news media was there for 3, 4, 5 days and left. Samaritan's Purse, under the leadership of Franklin Graham, will be there for not just weeks, they will be there for months, ministering to people in the name of Jesus. But guess what? You will not hear this in your evening news tonight. I can almost promise you. So pray for the folks with Samaritan's Purse. This is a huge drain on their resources. Pray for them that they will first be able to meet the physical needs, but then that they will be able to win not just hundreds, but thousands of people to Christ at a time when they need the physical needs, but when they need Jesus more than ever. Pray for them.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.